T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we say happy Monday morning, and I might add, just to get it out of the way, a short week that people, you think you can't screw up a Friday, you can't screw up a short week either with the greatest eating day of the year, Thanksgiving,
can I
coming up.
Can I say something about this short week to all the parents out there? Because you know me, I might have a new parent basically with a kid in school.
Yeah.
First year in school, VPK, the whole deal. They have the whole week off.
Oh.
Like, you know how, you know, Thanksgiving,
I didn't know
week,
that.
Back in the day, you get the Thursday and, like, the Friday off for school.
Yeah.
Make it a long weekend and have a nice Thanksgiving weekend. Broward County, and I'm sure Dade County as well, they're off all week.
Yeah.
They left on Friday when I picked Matthew up, and the teacher goes, have a great week. I went, what do you mean? She goes, there's no school next week. I went, are you kidding?
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm not
I'm
trying
out
to
of that, Zach.
Right, I
Zach,
know.
I'm out of that. The only thing is sometimes I get caught in the traffic, man. Sometimes I'm like,
no traffic,
damn, me. I thought there was no, oh, I forgot to, oh, what time, yeah. They, oh, yeah, they're out right now.
So welcome,
and
all to, those welcome to my world, the
buses.
Kids world this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So anyway, hey, listen, great week and big family week, hopefully for everybody out there. And a lot of stuff to get to. Boy, it was a full day yesterday, actually a great weekend to sit back and one thing about the bye week, and it doesn't happen very often, especially when you have a good football team. Yesterday was really fun when you have a bye week and you're 7-3, like the Miami Dolphins are. I don't know if other Dolphin fans felt like this yesterday, but you're able to sit back and go, hey, Patriots and Jets, beat the crap out of each other. Play ugly. Play however you want. And then, and I was kind of rooting for the Patriots, which, by the way, that doesn't happen very often through the years. Not a big Belichick fan to start with, but I got to tell you, they own the Jets right now. 14 straight wins,
wow,
against, but it's how it happened. Yesterday, by the way, was a crazy day in the NFL. I mean, the NFL, you know, you get some turd games and the Cowboys just crush the Vikings, but then you get a game that looks real bad, like both teams' offenses just look terrible, couldn't score. Patriots missed a couple of field goals, and that and guy's a good field goal kicker. So you're watching that, and there's just something you don't see. Well, first of all, what happened yesterday is the first time in NFL history it's ever happened. A punt return touchdown, which, by the way, was the only touchdown in the game, is why it's never happened before, to win the game in the last minute the way it was. And actually ran from about 22 seconds down to the last 6 seconds on a Marcus Jones 85-yard touchdown return. It was gorgeous. Some dumbass almost hit somebody in the back at about the 5 to 10-yard line. But what a way. And by the way, that was the team you wanted. You wanted to see the Patriots beat the Jets. And the Jets' offense is awful.
Yeah.
To the point the Zach Wilson party and potential thing is now starting to get old up in New York. The Jets had 103 yards and 6 first downs in that game. Could not get anything going, and the Patriots just owned them. Honestly, Zach Wilson, I didn't get to watch the whole game. I watched some of it live, and then some I watched on Red Zone. But I saw he had 2 throws that should have been intercepted. He hit somebody playing center field. He threw it way over the tight end's head and went right through his chest, and he just dropped it. And then later on an out route, guy cuts in front of it, he's got it, and he drops it. But he is really, really bad right now. Zach Wilson is really struggling. And they got a damn good defense. I mean, they've got a really, really good defense. But anyway, so to me, Dolphins get a little help yesterday. Got a little help from the Patriots. And guess what? So the Jets go from potentially, if they had won that game, they would have been number one in the AFC East, to now out of the playoffs, going down to the eighth spot yesterday. So a lot of crazy stuff going on. The Bills kind of got it back together. It looked to me, and wasn't pretty the way that started. The Bills were really, really struggling there early and just didn't get, but finally got it going and just have a better football team than the Browns.
Did you see, by the way, the amount of tickets sold to Buffalo fans?
Yeah, unbelievable.
56,000 tickets were sold to Bill, basically Bill's Mafia, going to that game.
Well, they traveled. They traveled getting out of that snowstorm. They travel from everywhere. To think that it wasn't too many years ago, they were thinking about moving that team full-time to Toronto is just amazing because of the market. And you look now, they're as passionate of fan base as there is. I mean, they loaded up. We saw down here early in the season the amount of fans they bring. But, yeah, and they're back. So they get a win. They get the win yesterday. So this thing's going to be fun, man, going down. We've got four AFC teams with seven wins. Kansas City got a late comeback. Herbert scored too early last night. And Mahomes goes, you made a mistake there, kid. You left me way too much time. March down. And I guess the other head-scratcher, and again, how do you leave Kelce one-on-one? Of all the guys – on the Kansas City Chiefs of receivers that are just basically guys. They're good. Don't get me wrong. They're good players. But none of them have a number one. There's only one guy, and he's one of the best pass-receiving tight ends ever. Not now, ever. Why are you not covering that guy? And on that last one, he didn't do anything. He just ran a crossing route. And the guy got a late jump on covering him, and he catches it and runs in the end zone. And I'm thinking, wow, this is the one guy, I'm guessing, when you put the game plan in, the number one target for Mahomes, you've got to cover him, and you decide to go one-on-one with him. So he goes for the hat trick of touchdowns last night and a crazy game. But listen, the NFL, man, it was fun. It was fun yesterday. And that red zone will just absolutely
the best.
Give you all the entertainment that you want. We've got a lot of stuff coming up that we'll be getting into. Tomorrow, Cristobal going to join us at 6:20. It was tough, man. That was tough. And I'm being nice when I say that was tough. That was as in tough to watch when you just can't get anything going offensively. And so we'll talk to Coach. Six first downs in the game. 98 total yards, 8 yards in the first half. Oh. I mean, we're talking about record low numbers in Power 5 and ACC. We're talking about some bad stuff. So we'll talk to Coach, talk about a lot of things. Got one left against Pittsburgh. Just go out and compete, man. It's not even, you know, the winning, if you can. I mean, if you can bounce back and play hard and all that stuff, but just – don't get blown out. Play it tight and get after it, and we'll see what happens. But Garcia and Brown, we'll find out. We'll ask Coach about the quarterback situation and all the other stuff around that team, man. You know, it's funny. Tough close losses or competitive games, even when it got to 26-10, it was like, okay, you know what? And they had the ball, 26-10, and they had the ball, and I was like, all right, man, get some more points. Let's get a field goal out of this, or let's get close enough and just don't get blown out. I've seen the Clemson blowout. I've seen it. I've seen it in big games, and end up happening. Just couldn't get anything going. Restrepo's wide open.
Oh man,
I'll have that picture in my head all weekend of Restrepo somehow just wide open and Brown. Just missed him. I missed him badly. He didn't just miss him a little bit. He missed him badly. So,
and you called it a couple more players in the portal. A couple more players announced. Oh, in
it's
the portal.
It's just a beginning. Right. And by the way, I'm guessing if we were to being one of those coaches meetings. There's going to be some guys that grab your stuff. Good luck to you. We'll, you know, go find a home that you can play. And we tried to get everything we could out of you. But, yeah, listen, there's going to be a big number of transfer portal guys. And I'm guessing, honestly, so there's two ways this happens. First of all, the really good teams where you're a really good player and you're not playing is going to transfer portal out. Or you're on a bad team or a team that's struggling and you're not playing. And same thing. I mean, it goes back to the same concept that you're not playing, so you're not staying. And, hey, the way this thing's set up, you can do it every year. So these guys can go to the next school and go, oh, not playing again? Yep, not playing again. We got a guy here that's better than you are. Okay, I'm gone. I just like to see guys what they did in the old days. So years ago, when you weren't good enough, you just went to a small school. You didn't have to sit out. You just went to a smaller school. Crowds weren't as big. And if you were good, you got a chance to play, and you got drafted, and you went on, and, you know, guys went to the same group of schools, but they, you know, instead of this jumping and bouncing around and bouncing around. But listen, the transfer portal
is not going anywhere.
No, and it's going to be stuffed here by in the next 2 to 3 weeks. It is going to be full for a lot of these guys. So anyway, Mario will join us coming up. We got a lot of stuff. We'll jump in. As you said in the sports update, the Heat lose again shorthanded. Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler both out, and they got their first real butt kicking of the season last night. Six straight road losses for the Heat. 6 of 31 on 3-point shots, and the problem is, you got Lowry, who played like 150 minutes in the last game that they lost. So he just, again, Father Time wins coming back and struggling there. So Minnesota tonight, we'll see what they have and what they look like. But fall back to 7-10 and try to get this thing figured out. Panthers also, another loss for them at Columbus last night. So they But a lot of things going on, man. A lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And we'll have Mario join us here in just a few minutes from all the craziness. But I got to tell you, man, I saw something on Saturday before we go to break here that, and Zach, I don't know what you did on Saturday and what, but I have never seen going back and forth, TCU and Michigan, both undefeated, almost down to the second, kick game-winning field goals, literally going back and forth at the same time in the same situation to stay undefeated. Literally no time left. TCU ran out on the friggin' field with the clock running, the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Sonny Dykes said it was all set up that way. And whatever it is, it worked. And, of course, Michigan's got one of the best, if not the best, field goal kicker in the country. So he makes his kick. Again, no time left for two undefeated teams to stay undefeated in the friggin' could easily lost.
Oh, yeah, both, right.
And the other team couldn't get another first down. The old listen, I am the great second guesser of play calling at the end of the game. I see it every week, though. So I get it. You want to burn the other team's timeouts up, and you want to get first downs. And you got in your mind, you know, I don't want to throw the ball because then incomplete is like a, they get to save their timeout. They get more time. I just think the mindset of these coaches, they just run it in there and they punt like, what are you doing, man? So they basically get the ball back one more time and, you know, and the better teams then were able to come back and win those games. But, boy, we almost had a major shakeup at the top. Tennessee just, they gave up 63. They
pounded.
I don't know where they're headed, but it's not going to be real pretty after giving up that amount of points. Wow, that was crazy. Giving up 63 points to South Carolina. We got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Mario Cristobal will join us when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes football team, Mario Cristobal. Coach, thanks for the time as always on this Monday morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
There you go. Sorry about that, Coach. I got to figure out how to turn my own mic on. I messed up. That was on me. All right, so I wanted to ask you, 98 total yards. You go back in and you look at the tapes. What were some of – is it more physical? Is it the mistakes of not being able to have more offense than you're able to get in the game, Coach? What do you see when you watch the tapes?
Well, the first part, you know, combination of the line of scrimmage – and being able to execute, you know, they did some things that created a few problems for us up front with movement and pressure. And then some of the opportunities that we had, you know, the first coverage that they blow on one of our plays, we don't hit it, you know. And when we do scramble and get out of there for a little bit, we get penalized for a blindside block and we put ourselves behind the sticks. That's a tough operation to be successful against. Yeah. When you're behind the sticks on down distance situations. We didn't do a good enough job as coaches, as players. We just didn't do a good enough job.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, game's 26-10, and you have the ball, and I'm going, you know what? I know they don't have a lot of offense, but, boy, they keep getting the ball back here. This thing could get interesting. What was going through your mindset when it's 26-10, you got the ball back, Coach?
Well, we were down at halftime. It was real simple. It's like, let's make sure that you put on tape, that we put on tape, what we really are when we're down. You know, you just keep fighting, you keep getting after it. And like you mentioned, you know, we cross the 50, we have the ball, got a chance to make it a one-score game. We take a shot, was close to hitting it, we didn't hit it. And then we had a penalty and we had a sack. And then from there it got away from us, but we gave ourselves a chance. And in terms of that, it was good. It was good to see fight. It was good to see resilience. It was good to see guys battling against a very talented team. You know, they've done a great job putting together that roster. They really have. I mean, from top to bottom, those are legitimate, real-deal dudes on both sides of the ball. And we just kept trying to find a way to get something going. We weren't able to. After that, we turned the ball over in the third quarter, yeah, in the fourth quarter.
So, one left. Do you go Garcia-Brown combo this week? What's your mindset for this last game going into it, Coach?
Well, setting tape all, you know, Saturday on the flight back, and then yesterday and this morning, we just got to find whatever gives us the best opportunity to score, right? Obviously, you know, we've had our issues, And you just don't throw people under the bus, man. You keep trying to find a way to make it work. You know, a lot of guys are playing football right now that should probably still be developing, and that's okay. You know, make excuses. You get guys ready. You work hard, develop, and prepare, and give yourself the best chance on Saturday.
I know I get this, and I'm sure you get it too. Oh, this Josh Gattis, this offensive coordinator, and the play calling. He's not getting it done with that style. He needs to change it a little bit. What do you say? I know you make everybody, you know, responsible for what they do. What are your thoughts on offensive coordinator Josh Gattis and his play calling, Coach?
Well, I mean, to me, you don't share certain things out in public. You always try to work things out, you know, within the walls of the program. You know, we've done a really good job in hiring coaches that have had tremendous success, you know, at every place that they've been at. You know, we've had our offensive struggles, but we put that on all of us, Joe. You know, you just don't start singling out people and isolating people, you know, during the season. That's not it. I mean, I think people either come together or they unravel, right? And you have to be the example in terms of leadership to the entire organization. So our entire focus is on doing whatever it takes to get one more point than the opponent, whatever that is, okay? Whether things are going well, whether things are not going so well, that's our entire focus, and that's all we talk about.
Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes football team, joining us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Coach, last couple weeks and basically this season, we talked a lot about Cam Kitchens, just how the jump he's made and how good he's been playing for the defense, 13 tackles, forced fumble, two pass breakups. How much of a jump has he taken since the first day you saw him on campus?
The guy's a relentless worker. I mean, he's only a sophomore, which is incredible. But you see what he does, not only with his body, with his style of play, but what you don't see is what he does behind the scenes. I mean, he's always grinding. He's always studying. He's always finding ways to make others around him better. I mean, he's the kind of guy that can really take a team to another level. With his leadership, he's going to attract guys. You want to surround guys like him with guys like him. Does that make sense? I mean, guys that are all day, all night into ball, right? And that can do it and are willing to do it and just don't make any excuses. Guys that really are about this kind of life.
I always wondered, the big get a couple years ago with James Williams in the big safety. How's he playing overall for you, Coach?
He's playing well. And he's a good player. And you know what? He's played through injury as well. And he's a really big guy. We ask a lot out of him. I mean, he's a four-course special teams guy. He's in the box. He's in the middle of the field. He plays off the hash. He plays man coverage. He does a lot, and he's had a real good year so far.
I know I get asked this, too. I'm running kind of a combo of buddy questions as well as stuff that we've seen. Have you already started having talks with guys like, hey, man, you know, you're having a good year. You can't let this, you know, let's keep this rolling. Hell, we want you back next year. You're a big part of it. Have you already started having a lot of one-on-one meetings, Coach, even though I know you still have a game left?
You know, you do two things, like you mentioned. You keep a balance. You keep your focus on preparing for your opponents, and you also have the responsibility of continuing to construct a roster that is capable of winning at a really, really high level. So, you know, you always maintain honesty and transparency while, you know, there's a professional obligation to continue to build, you know, and that requires being very upfront with everyone in the organization as to what they've done, where the organization is headed, right? And then what is each person's role and what is their projected future role in the organization?
Right.
So it is, you know, you do what you do while you prepare for the game. So you kind of balance a good number of things as you head towards this part of the season with the focal point being on the game at hand.
You must have a pretty good idea. I know there's been some guys already hit the transfer portal on you. You got a pretty good idea, like who you want back, who you expect will come back, and who will probably leave. You have a good idea of that right now, Coach?
Well, you know, the transfer portal is a two-way street. You know, it allows you to put together a roster that you feel capable of doing what needs to be done and what the expectation is, you know. And that's part of the rules, too, NCAA-wise, for first-year coaches. You know, you're allowed to make the moves necessary to supplement your roster both ways, in and out. So, Now, that being said, you always want to make sure you do right by people, and also making sure that people do right by the program. And that's a two-way street also. You know, this is a business, but it's also, right, it's also amateur to a certain extent, not anymore fully, yeah, but it's
sort of
amateur. So we do it the right way, brother, and you know what? It is my responsibility to surround in a perfect, I guess the best way to put it, to surround Cam Kitchens with guys like Cam Kitchens. Does that make sense?
Yep. Oh, yeah. No. We get the guys. I think it's pretty clear. The guys that do it, that have the talent, that want to be here, that bleed the Miami Hurricanes the way you have and always have with this program. So I got to ask you this one.
And you know what, Joe? There's a good core of guys. There's a good core of guys. And the focus is on winning the game. After that, you know, we'll talk business as it relates to business, very blunt and truthful as it needs to be, right? Because this is a very demanding sport, right? From a student standpoint, from an athletic standpoint. But most importantly is just every ounce of effort has to be into winning this game, always being where our feet are, you know. And then when the time comes to handle certain things, sometimes it comes up early, you know, like you mentioned, a few cases. And then sometimes there's been plans laid out, which is right for later. But every ounce of focus has to be on winning this football game, giving our seniors the best chance to get a W, to extend our season by another game, give ourselves a chance to be in the postseason. Just everything has to be on that.
I was going to say, I know I've been asked this. How important is that? We had this big debate. Oh, Mario probably won't get this thing over. Nah, he'll want to get a look and see the guys in another game. How do you feel about that, trying to get that sixth win and become bowl eligible?
Every game is critically important. Every single game, you know, and being able to go and win a game against a real good football team like Pittsburgh, it's critically important, you know, especially – to me, it's important for guys that not only want to play another game, not only for the seniors, but for guys that are playing right now that probably should still be developing on the second team or third team, guys that have stepped up for injured guys, right? It's really, really important for those guys to go out there and play a great football game and find a way to have success on Saturday. It's good for them now. It's good for our program. It's good for everybody.
Coach, I got a question. Tyler Van Dyke, any chance to see him in the finale, the regular season finale?
Yes, there is a chance. He's been getting better and better. Obviously, since I think it was game 6 or game 7 when he got when he was injured, you know, certainly he's a guy that's sorely missed, right?
Right.
You know, our season, you know, we start off okay, and then we had some bumps, and then he really got hot for 2 games before he got hurt. It'd be great to have him back, and he's got a great chance to be back, and we're monitoring that daily.
Well, I got to ask you that then, the follow-up question, because this is the other one I get. Hey, you think Coach Cristobal talked to Van Dyke about coming back, man? We really want him back. And I'm going, yeah, I'm guessing coaches probably had a lot of discussions, quarterbacks and head coaches talk a lot. Have you had those discussions about the future with him, Coach, at all? Without, you don't have to get into detail unless you want to.
Well, you know, stuff like that is private. And when the right time to talk about that will be sooner than later.
Right.
I prefer in the time just to focus on the game, brother. I know I don't want to
kill
your question.
Nope.
I think there's also a level of respect that needs to be maintained. Look, here's the thing, Joe. I think, and I saw this from afar, Miami, like, staff-wise has allowed itself to get pushed around and all that junk. And, like, this is a different deal, man. We came here to do this thing the right way and do right by people, but also elevate this program. And that requires some hard-line decisions and not taking any bull crap, you know. And so along the way, I think it's important to establish clear lines of respect.
Right.
You know, as it relates to everything program, everything players, everything alumni, all that stuff. And you need to be a tough son of a bitch to do that. So that's why, again, that's why this fits. And that's why this requires every ounce of what I have, the rest of the staff and the players have. And that's the route we're going, brother. You know, just 1,000 miles per hour. Take the lumps that come with it so we can keep moving forward, progressing, and elevating.
Yeah. Coach, I got to ask you this one, too, because the world of college football has changed over the last couple of years. So it used to be the high school recruiting, get the best class possible. And now we're seeing teams, USC. I mean, you've done it. You've got transfer portal guys, too, but some schools have taken it to the next level. Can you talk about your philosophy going forward with high school recruiting, which you're off to a great start, and the transfer portal recruiting as well.
Yeah, whatever means necessary. I think a good example is, you know, I would say take a good look at the roster that we left behind at the former place, you know? I mean, that's a loaded roster.
That's a good roster, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the 4-8 team is winning Rose Bowls and going to win 12 games. And that has a lot to do with, right, the caliber of talent on the team. The team we just played is loaded top to bottom. I mean, it's hard to find a hole in that roster. So I think if you look at the additions we had this year, particularly on the defensive line and the edge players, man, you know, it would have been nice to be able to do that at a couple of other positions to supplement some of our talent and be able to get over the hump. You know, our roster is uneven right now in terms of development. You know that.
Yep.
The ice cap is kind of thin, where some are senior laden and some are not very deep. And you've got to be able to go out and get guys that can not only elevate that position, but also provide competition so you can truly rotate. And that's, you know, we knew, you know, you start in December, January, man, you're in a race, right? You've got to be able to try to get enough guys of the highest caliber athleticism and intellect and work ethic to try to elevate those positions. We were able to do it at a couple, but not certainly to the level that we want to. And at the same time, develop the guys on the roster because, again, we have a great, great core group of guys.
Coach, thank you for the time. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Mario, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, first thing in the morning. Oh, man, tell you what, I love Chevy so much, I bought two SUVs, man. Well, one for my daughter, I can't lie to you, but my big boy, the Tahoe, is so much fun to drive. And I love telling everybody, have you seen the new Tahoes, man? More space, got a brand new look, it's so much fun. Especially for us bigger people, man. It's about being comfortable. It's also about on the weekends being able to take a trip and go down to Key West for a couple of days and be comfortable driving with the family. Listen, I love the SUVs at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I think they're the best products we've ever had. They'll say across the board with cars, trucks, and SUVs. But, boy, you start looking at the Tahoes and Suburbans, the big SUVs, to the midsize SUV like the Traverse, to the smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer and Equinox. So much style and substance, room, all the things important to you and your family. And then I hand it off to the Silverado truck family. Oh, my gosh. If you're looking for a truck, whatever your lifestyle is, full-time working truck, needs to be a family truck, combo truck, we got the perfect Silverado truck for you and your family right now. Hey, I want to tell you this, too. It's not just new. It's used in really good shape. We're ready to go for you during the holiday season. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers and you're starting to look around, you're going to be blown away because these are the best overall products we've ever had. And we've got convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. As I want to thank Mario for coming on. Always very awkward when a coach gets blown out in a game to talk to him about things that have already been talked about and where they are right now and where this thing's going to be. So I'm kind of looking forward a little bit here. I know they still got the Pitt Panthers coming to town to wrap up the regular season, and we'll see what they have left and who plays and see if anybody comes back this week to help add a little depth to the team. But anyway, hey, that's a situation with Mario Cristobal trying to get 6 wins and now 5-6 after losing 40-10 to Clemson, and he's got some good players. Listen, he said he does have some really good players, but obviously not enough, and looking to see how quickly he can upgrade this thing and get it ready to go. But I got a feeling he is going to hit that transfer portal friggin' hard.
Yep.
Hard. And then the question is, how many guys will be leaving or will coach recommend they leave? Like he said, it works both ways. Of like, hey, you're probably not going to play. If you stay, you're not a good fit for our team. You didn't work hard, all this stuff. Now, Don Shula, man, my man, he was brutally honest. There'd be 6 guys coming out, and what'd he say? He said, I got a terrible work ethic and to go find a job. And so Shula would take time. Like, some guys feel awkward having those meetings. And then other guys, like Coach Shula, would take time and tell everybody, hey, you know, your best days, you're done. Thank you for what you've done. But if he thought, hey, you had so much potential and you're just a big waste, you're just a waste. I mean, he would tell you. Would tell you whatever. So you knew when you left, like, you would go out and I hear guys go, man, I wonder if the NFL, the rest of the teams feel the way coach does about me. That's a tough one.
But he would also, like you said before, he would also tell you, like, on those first cuts or whatever, you're not good. You're not going to be playing football much longer.
No. He'd tell guys,
like,
hey.
Like, go find another job.
He would tell guys, hey, what'd you get your degree in again? I forgot. Like, he knew. The guy go, oh, I got it. He go, oh, you got to get started on that right away.
I think that's worse than being cut, just the fact that he would say football's not your thing.
No. The worst is, like, a Mike Charles situation where he looks and he goes, this big guy's got all the talent in the world and just won't play by the weight rule. I spent money on a nutritionist to come in. First nutritionist I'd ever seen was for Mike Charles on our team. Because Shoes was big on being light and right. He didn't care about being – some of the teams in cold weather and the Raiders used to have huge teams.
Beef 'em up. Yep.
And he go, nah, I like being a little smaller, a little better shape in this heat. I think our guys do better. So we always had kind of a smaller team. And so that was kind of his thing. But, man, I'll tell you, the Mike Charles thing, and I'll never forget, Mike Charles, one of the biggest guys we ever had, a second-round pick. Might have been, I get it confused, might have been the second-round pick in Dan Marino's draft.
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was.
So anyway, he kept gaining weight, and he's going, damn, I'm working his butt off every day. I've got our trainers working him. I told coaches. I mean, I want him out there sweating. So they hired this nutritionist. So she's got him on this plan, and she's walking him over to make sure he's eating the right stuff. And you're going, man, this is incredible. Like, he's eating salads and he's drinking more water and less sodas. But came in a week later, he still was gaining weight. And it was driving him nuts. So they put security. They're going, there's got to be something else. So security was watching one night after the curfew. And sure enough, he snuck out. And they're going, well, we'll keep an eye on,
right,
see what he does.
Of course.
So he comes back like 30 minutes later, still early, and he's sneaking in, and the guy goes, I got you. And he had 2 big bags of McDonald's,
huge bags
of
Closet
McDonald's.
Big guy. Right.
So my man, all that good nutrition and this poor nutritionist, she's almost in tears because she's like,
of course.
I thought you guys were good enough to help him. I'm walking him every day. I'm making sure he eats properly at dinner. I get up and tell him what to have for breakfast. I mean, we're eating fruit and vegetables. And she goes, I just can't. I don't know how it's doing. I'm watching. I mean, I'm not, you know, staying overnight with him. But, you know, during the hours, my man killed everything with those 2 big bags a McDonald's.
Right.
I mean, he was eating Big Macs
sneaky.
Like a sneaky Big Mac
right.
eater. Big sneaky Big Mac
right.
eater. That was always a
water
a fun
and salad
story.
Through the day. You get hungry at night.
Yeah, man.
Right.
You try to eat healthy. There's no question. Getting right. to sleep and your stomach's talking to you. You know, now if you can put up with that talk and that feeling in your stomach, there's no question you can lose weight. But let's be honest. Man, you know those fast food restaurants are within a block or two
That's
away
it.
From
right.
from camp.
You know where they are also.
And you know there's only one guy doing security. You know everybody's gone. You figure everybody's gone for the night.
Uh-huh.
And then he didn't know they had the stakeout on him.
Right.
They had the stakeout
the
just
Mac
to find out
right.
what
right.
the hell. Grabbed that food right at the front door. And it was
what an embarrassing way to get caught too.
Oh,
with a couple
God.
Bags of McDonald's.
I can't imagine having that meeting he
right.
had with that
Got
thing.
Got a nutritionist
that,
eating good.
That thing would have been like having worse than having a bad game. It would have been worse because you just cheated and basically lied to the head coach.
Right.
That's
right.
how it was. It was.
Shoes.
Yeah, he didn't go for that stuff. So that was kind of a weird one. I don't know how I randomly was thinking about that with everything that's going on. So, hey, how about the Miami Dolphins? You get up this morning, you're going, all right, man. The Patriots took care. I wanted the Patriots to win. Maybe some of you went, no, kind of wanted the Jets to beat the Patriots. I can never root for them. I'm looking at the bigger picture of when Tom Brady and Belichick were together. I'm thinking, you know what? I like this. I want the Jets. I don't want the Jets to be in first place in AFCs for one friggin' week. So they got their butt yesterday, looked terrible offensively, and lose. It has got to be one of the most crushing losses for anybody out there that's ever been a super fan or a coach or anything else to lose in the last 20 seconds of the game on an 85-yard punt return because your ass can't get a first down, so you punt it. And by the way, give Belichick credit. He was using timeouts to get it back.
Right.
Like, all right, we got one thing left. Let's see if we can't get a return, at least get close enough to kick a field goal.
And what a dumbass with the block in the back. The guy almost got caught. I mean, the penalty. They were talking about it right afterwards. If that would have been a penalty.
So
oh.
they did review it.
Oh.
I heard the comments that the NFL did respond to it and said that they – the hit was on the side, at least started on the
Jeez.
Side, and it was a legal block.
Can you imagine if they got called back because
no.
of that at the end of the game with 4 seconds left?
Listen,
oh.
that thing, that guy didn't need to do that. It was
right.
pretty stupid, but 85 yards to lose a game with 6 seconds left.
What a terrible way to lose a
game. I mean, on top of it, Zach Wilson was terrible.
Yep.
They had 6 first downs, 103 yards. They were bad. Speaking of bad offenses, that was a bad one. And so anyway, you got that. And then the Bills took care of the Browns, kind of got it together a little bit more in the second half there and end up getting a 31-23 win. And we'll stay right where they are and get ready to take on Detroit in the first game on Thanksgiving. And, of course, Detroit. Wow, what a game for them, man, taking care of the Giants. And, I mean, they took care of them.
They sure did.
There was no last-second field goal on that baby. 31-18, the Lions. And tell you what, Bills, better get ready because Lions are playing better, man. They could easily have a lot more wins with all these tight losses and now trying to figure out how to win these games the way they have recently. So we'll see what happens then. But on top of all that stuff, and you're sitting back on the bye week, and it's an ugly. It was an ugly yesterday with the Patriots and Jets, and so Pats get that win. But the best part of this whole thing is when you come back from your bye week, you play the worst team in football. Now, it's easy to sit here, and I know the team's driving in going, why does he say that? He knows anybody can beat anybody on any given week, and you're right. You're right, if you decide to show up flat. But the Texans are 1-8-1.
Yeah, they're bad. If you watch them play, they're bad.
They looked terrible
yep.
yesterday. Talk about bad offenses yesterday. They had 148 total yards, and Washington beat them up pretty good. So you got an excellent chance before you hit the West Coast, man, because now everyone trying to get to a magic number of 10 or 11, and if you're a pig, even more than that. But you got the Texans coming up, And record-wise, we can't argue about that. They are the worst team record-wise. 1-8-1. One win, one tie, and eight losses. You couldn't handpick, coming out of a break, anybody better than playing the Texans. And so, man, you take care of business coming back. And I know everybody's a little sluggish when they come back in the first quarter. And the coach will have to overcome all that stuff. But, man, you need to take care of those guys and get ready, because you're getting ready to go through three road games, two in California, starting in San Francisco, going down to L.A. to play the Chargers, coming home for a couple of days and going up to Buffalo, as long as they don't have 90 inches of snow up there, and get ready to play the Bills. And so get as many wins as you can.
Right.
And all you got to worry about, you can't worry about the West Coast. Just take care of the Texans when you get back. Got some days off. Coaches are going to try to say things like, hey, they've got some really good players, and, hey, they've got some guys that are having great years, and the tape's not going to lie to the players. They're going to see it. They're going to go, wow. Ooh.
Yeah, they're bad.
That's why they're 1-8-1. But in great position, folks, like we haven't been in a long, long, long time. 7-3, and the Texans coming to town. Not even traveling to town.
No, you got
to
take care of business.
You got them here right after Thanksgiving, and it's just everything plays out. You don't have to leave for Thanksgiving. You have it with your family. Get ready to go and go to Hard Rock and get set. You wake up this morning. I believe you're the number 2 seed right now.
You are, yep.
The AFC East is this is going to be fun. The Fins are 7-3. The Bills are 7-3. And the Patriots and the Jets are 6-4 and 6-4. The Pats beat the Jets twice, 14 straight now, to move into the third spot. And the Jets move out. Now, there are a lot of football games left, but if the season was over today, the Jets would not be in the playoffs. But they've got a lot more problems than worrying about the playoffs, trying to figure out special teams and also try to figure out how to get some offense, because Zach Wilson.
Quarterback, right?
Zach Wilson's throwing to a first-round pick. He's throwing to a second-round pick. And you would never know it by the guys he's throwing to. How bad. Every time he made a throw, I thought I was getting picked. Those guys had butterfingers for the Patriots yesterday. Crazy. All right, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We are running super late here, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come back right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.